This is KUTX 98.9. I'm Lori Gallardo in Studio 1A on this slightly rainy Halloween afternoon. And we just recently had Sun Little performing in Studio 1A. Now I am very thrilled to present our next featured artist. And she's also performing tonight at Antone's. You need to get there early because you need to catch the whole show. And I cannot recommend enough the EP Something American. Please welcome to Studio 1A, Jade Bird. Jade, thank you so much for being here.
Hey, thank you for having me. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm in a great mood because I'm like, that's right, we got Jade Bird in Studio 1A.
I know, me too. Yeah, it's such a lovely room as well, man. I'm so excited.
Oh, isn't it great?
Yeah.
I mean, we've been here for a little while now, but we still can't get over the beauty of Studio 1A. We never take it for granted.
Yeah, man, great colors as well. Got a blue drum kit. I was like admiring that too.
Like, I want to touch everything.
Yeah, isn't it?
it's just so great. Now I'm very happy to have you here, and I'm gonna chat you up just for a little bit.
Okay.
Something American. First of all, to me, the title just said it all. And as I read different, you know, people's viewpoints, mm-hmm. I kept going back to what I was picking up. I have a lot of artists I love from the UK, from different parts of the world. And many times I see someone really making a connection with music that is supposedly decidedly American. Mm-hmm. When someone says Americana, well, American's in the title.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm like, I'm not restricted, you know?
I get that.
A wonderful feeling. And what I wanted to ask you personally, what do you connect to when it comes to something like Americana or country? What do you feel? What kind of connection do you think you're making, or what attracts you to that particular
genre,
style?
Yeah. No, it's interesting you say that, because I was thinking about it the other day, because obviously Americana, people or country, you know, people immediately assume a kind of thing. For me, it was a combination of artists. I think in my short lifespan, there's been a couple of artists who've really like honed in on. For example, when I was like 12 or 13, I really got into like blues, and that's why I put the Sun House cover Grinning in Your Face on this record, because I know,
awesome.
Just incredible. Junior Kimbrough, Sun House, like Howlin' Wolf, they were made a huge impact on me. And then when I was about 15, 16, I remember looking at the Civil Wars and Chris Stapleton and just being like, oh my gosh, like, you know, Civil Wars for me blew my mind.
Yeah.
And then obviously Patti Smith and Alanis Morissette later on, like now I'm really, as a young woman, really relating to that. And it's interesting you say like Americana, because I feel like, you know, like British artists, we can't all like pick from the same pool, you know, for inspiration.
So for me,
you know, country's a great thing. It means I'm going to come out with something different, my own interpretation. Not that I'm kind of going to be like, I'm American now.
know? And just talk like that.
I'm just going to talk like that.
it's just, I prefer to see someone connecting in that way. I don't really, you know, I get really obsessed with leaving genre out of it. Now, obviously, you can't, not all the time.
No, yeah, people like to, you know,
put things in their neat little boxes and just kind of carry on that way. But for me, it's, you know, when you mention Sun House, I went, oh, you know.
Yeah.
That is an overwhelming emotional experience.
Insane. I think anyone who picks up the guitar, because obviously I played classical piano from the age of about 7, and then I picked up the guitar from a family friend. I was just about 12, and I think anyone who, you know, does try and teach themselves guitar and then comes across blues, it's just like a slap in the face.
Yeah.
You know, you just cannot describe what that does for someone who wants to kind of play. Yeah. You know, it's insane.
I always say mere words do not even come close.
So true. So true.
I have Jade Bird in Studio 1A. I think we're ready for a song.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Okay, this one's Cathedral. Oak, olive way, right in the middle of the night. I hoped but knew that I had left you with no reason why. And I know I wasn't kind, and you probably lost your mind, but oh, I couldn't find one reason how to run a mile. From the out of the cathedral, baby, I was gonna break your heart. Hidden in the valley, something evil. Knew we had to stop before we started to torture. each other wonder why we ever promised until we died. And I swore that I'd never leave you behind, but I've seen the light, oh, I've seen the light. You made me feel so safe. I recall it like it's yesterday, arranged like a thought out maze. I tried but couldn't find a way. Yet I was screaming out, then you told me that we were bound. And I was screaming out, now all I hear is the sound. I heard it from the out of the cathedral. Baby, I was gonna break your heart. Hidden in the violence of an evil, knew we had to stop before we started to torture each other and wonder why we ever promised until we died. And I swore that I'd never leave you behind, but I've seen the light, oh, I've seen the light. Said I've seen the light, oh, I've seen the light.
That's awesome.
Thanks, me. I made like a funny face and I was like, ooh.
It's because it's intense.
Yeah, yeah. It's like loads of empty chairs. I'm like, oh, the crowd didn't turn up tonight.
Crowd's going to be there. Crowd's got to deliver.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Jade Bird in Studio 1A on KUTX 98.9. You just heard Cathedral. And yes, you have a date tonight at Antone's. Jade Bird will be performing, opening for Sun Little. And the show starts at 8:30 p.m. If you'd like tickets and more information, hey, here's the website to check out, antonesnightclub.com. Jade, again, I am so glad to have you in Studio 1A. I was
I'm excited. I bought a skeleton costume as well for tonight.
I love it, and
there was none left because obviously I'm really late on Halloween. Oh. So I was like walking around going, I don't want to be a witch. I don't want to be this. You know, people are like, I can't cover my face. People are going to be like, who's this mad skeleton woman singing? So I've got like this like medium boy's size skeleton suit. I'm just going to like, I have no idea how that's going to go down. But
it's going to go down brilliantly. It'll be brilliant. It'll be fantastic. I have all the faith. Yeah, they're going to love it. They're going to be like, great ensemble.
Yeah, skeleton girl.
The singing skeleton girl, skeleton lady.
Skeleton lady in a voice.
We're just getting ridiculous here on KUTX, yeah. But it's okay. It's a special occasion. Jade Bird in Studio 1A. I know you'll be doing an extra track, but I have time for one more. So,
But
what else would you like to share?
Okay, so this is a new one. I haven't really played it that much. It's not out yet, but will be soon.
All right.
It's called Lottery. It's a bit of a belter. So.
I was 19 then, you were 23. We stayed in number 4, Ferdinand Street. We spent 5 talking about our lives, but we'd talk like that about 1,000 times, and I'm bored of all that. You used to tell me that love is a lottery, and you got your numbers and you're betting on me. I tell you about a guy that I've been with, you ex-girl. Old is he, and I left 26 now, but he's 30. How messed up is that? Well, forget it, he says. I'm a jealous man, and I don't wanna talk about that. You used to tell me that love is a lottery, and you got your numbers, and you're betting on me. You used to say that love is a game, but you got your numbers and you play it anyway. Are you still betting on me? Hold on, my dear, hold on real tight. It's just a numbers game in my mind. And we've been here 1,000 times, 1,000 times, 1,000. You used to tell me that love is a lottery, and you got your numbers and you're betting on me.
got your numbers and you play it anyway. You still better know me, baby.
Jade Bird in Studio 1A. You just heard the track Lottery. And don't forget the show tonight. Wow, that was a belter.
Yeah, I know. The voice is like...
Like, I must take care of myself for tonight.
Must not do nothing bad. That is funny.
This is just a mini party. I don't care who knows it. Thank you so much
for having me. It's been totally wonderful.
Jade Bird, thank you so much for performing this afternoon. I'm happy to have you. And I'm just reminding everybody, the show tonight at Antone's, remember, starting at 8:30, you can get tickets at antonesnightclub.com. I suggest you do so now, because this is going to be one hell of a show.
Yeah.
Don't want to miss out, and you don't want to miss out on the fantastic Skellington ensemble.
Small boy skeleton suit. You really don't want to miss out on that, guys.
You don't want to miss the fashion show. It's gonna be great, and I'm glad you found that. I mean, like, hey, it fits. Yeah, yeah.
Come for the music, stay for the outfit.
Oh, Jade, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Also wanted to say thanks to our KUTX multimedia crew. It's because of them you get to see all of these exclusive performances on our website, kutx.org, and at viewhouse.com. And, of course, thanks to our mighty engineers, Jake Perlman and Cliff Hargrove. It's because of those guys everything sounds fantastic in Studio 1A. Yeah. I'm Lori Gallardo. This is KUTX 98.9.
We knew each other when we were very young. High school sweethearts or something American. Now we've become old. I only see photos. She's what I thought, something America. Something America. But you don't call me now, and I don't think too much about you. But when she's not around, I can feel you lonely. Oh, I can feel you lonely somehow. I'm not nice like her, won't wear white like her. Don't live life with the pages mapped out. No, I'm not perfect, but then no one is. We're all reaching for something American. You don't call me now, and I don't think too much about you, but when she's not. So someday in America.